Hello, this is Shibu Cherian, and let us unite in the word today as we are traveling our first journey together. Today is September the 6th, and our Bible reading portion is from the book of Ezekiel, chapters 34 to 36. God, our only true shepherd, is all we need. Ezekiel chapter 34, verses 15 and 16, and verses 31 reads like this, the words of God, I will feed my flock, and I will make them lie down, says the Lord God. I will seek what was lost and bring back what was driven away, bind up the broken and strengthen what was sick. But I will destroy the fat and the strong and feed them in judgment. You are my flock, the flock of my pasture. You are men and I am your God. In Ezekiel chapter 34, the leaders of Israel, depicted as shepherds, received a performance review from God that was not good. The leaders were spending most of their energies feeding themselves instead of the flock, and they were giving them nothing but leftovers. Not only were they neglecting the most vulnerable among the people, the weak, the sick, the broken, and the refugees, but they were actually taking advantage of them. There was only one remedy for the situation, to remove the leaders from leadership. Instead, God Himself would heal the hurting, restore the scattered, and feed His flock. He will be their shepherd and will guide them to the land and rule over them. And this is spoken of during the millennium period. Evangelist D.L. Moody nicely outlines God's ministry to His sheep with these words. Notice the I wills of the Lord God on behalf of His sheep. I will search them and seek them out. Verse 11. I will deliver them. Verse 12. I will bring them out. I will gather them together. I will bring them in. Verse number 13. I will feed them. Verse number 14, I will cause them to lie down. Verse number 15, I will bind up the broken. I will strengthen the sick. Verse number 16. John Taylor also beautifully ties together the revelations of God as shepherd in both testaments for us in these words. The picture of the shepherd searching out the wanderer is a remarkable foreshadowing of the parable of the lost sheep, which our Lord doubtless based on this passage in Ezekiel. It illustrates as clearly as anything can do the tender, loving qualities of the God of the Old Testament and strikes a death blow at those who try to drive a wedge between Yahweh, God of Israel, and the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Nor is this the only passage that speaks of God, the tender shepherd. Thus, this passage in Ezekiel chapter 34 is a prefiguring of Christ as a good shepherd who will bring His sheep back to their own land. It also speaks of the future day of deliverance when God will seek out His sheep. Israel, though guilty and misguided, would eventually be rescued by the divine good shepherd and restored to the promised land. Today, Jesus Christ is a great shepherd of the sheep and cares for His own. He sends showers of blessing on the dry land and makes it into a garden. What a difference it makes when our God is in control. He is all that we need. As Psalms 23 verse 1 tells us, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.